Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yesterday, in the 10 o'clock hour, we visited with a guest we've had on in the past, Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Firm. She's that lady that was talking about getting your student loans paid off in a more efficient manner, like minimizing your payments, eliminating some of the money that you owe. And it has to do with how you apply for your loans and then what you do with your student loans. And it's this myriad of things. You think Real ID is complicated. Fill out a FAFSA form and then hope that you're doing that right and getting the best coverage. And after Ray Kaplan was on our show yesterday talking about this, she got a lot of calls from people. She also saw an article in the, in fact, she just strolled back through our studio. She happens to be in the building and I grabbed her. And by that, I mean, I asked her to come into the show. Was that in the New York Times, Ray?
Yes.
The story that you saw?
Right.
And it was about a young lady who graduated high school early. So a bright, achieving lady in New York, I think it was.
Right.
She's off to college. And she says she can't afford school. Is that correct?
Right. She's an A student and very bright, graduated early, and wants to become a dermatologist, had always had skin problems, and is struggling to find ways to pay for tuition. And so the whole article really focuses on how she's struggling to keep up with tuition. And I just thought this really is such a shame because the federal loans and the laws are there that make entirely financing her education from undergrad all the way through medical school because she wants to become a dermatologist completely possible and very painless.
You sent me this text and I just wanted to read it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, all of this student's education, this young lady, and it could be any of us really, but as an example, all of this student's education could be funded by Parent Plus loans for undergrad and federal loans for medical school. Then under the law, she will pay 10% of her disposable income for 120 months. So for 10 years, you make a relatively small payment mm-hmm. after she graduates. If she works for a nonprofit organization, if
right.
she's a medical student, maybe she'll work for Northwestern is a nonprofit hospital.
Exactly.
And the total balance after 10 years.
Even all the interest that's accruing, everything will be wiped out and forgiven. And she would probably, so she would basically wind up paying probably about 25% of what she takes out. And then her mom, they mentioned in the articles on Social Security, I think on disability, she can take out all of these Parent Plus loans to finance everything. I mean, there's no limit as to what she can take out to completely finance this young girl's education. And then when she has to pay back the loans, her payment's going to be $0 a month until the balance is forgiven. So there's, you know, this, it does not work exactly this way for everybody, but for this particular case highlighted by the New York Times, it would work exactly that way. So we're talking about probably $250,000 in federal loans to finance her education from undergrad through medical school. She's a doctor, and then she winds up paying back probably about $50,000.
I wish people knew how this worked, you wrote at the end of your text to me. So takeaway advice is borrow the money in the name of the parent, divorced or still married. It doesn't matter who makes the least amount of money.
Right. Doesn't matter if they're not working. Doesn't matter if they're unemployed on Social Security.
Borrow from the federal government.
Yes.
First and foremost, make it a public loan before a private loan if you at all can.
And you can.
And then if you work in the public sector, so if you're a doctor, but if you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, if you work for the municipality, if you're a public school teacher.
Right. Nurses.
Then you qualify for this program where you make minimal payments and after 10 years, the balance is forgiven.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I'm out of time. Come back and visit with us again. I know. Do
Thank
commercials
you.
On the radio and I'll mention this once in a while, Ray. She does.
And occasionally.
Her phone number is, her website is financialrelief.com, or 312-294-8989.
Right.
Nice to see you, Ray.